Bloomington's new police chief says the department has greatly reduced racial disparities in traffic stops by making a few simple changes. Police Chief Jamal Symington says the department has shifted more of its officers to high crash areas for traffic enforcement. Symington tells Eric Stock in the 3 weeks since the department implemented its new strategic focus, the rate of black drivers being stopped fell from 37% to 13%. People who identify as black or multiracial make up 18% of the city's population, according to 2020 census data. Symington says BPD has also begun to use new software to track traffic stop data in real time. He says that enables the department to respond to trends much more quickly than before.
So the information lived in a database that no one had the ability to look at real time. So the department would wait for the report to be sent to the Illinois Department of Transportation. And then once the information came out that following year in an annual report, then the information would be available to the department. So we're intercepting the information, using it internally, and as well as sending that information on to the Illinois Department of Transportation.
And since that time, then, that is when you've noticed this decrease in traffic stops of people of color and minorities from 37% to 13%?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
What do you account for that?
Certainly, we're speaking through strategic responses to that. We're concentrating more on traffic enforcement instead of criminal-led intelligence enforcement. So it's a compilation of a lot of things, but through coaching, from the supervisors on their individual shifts, we're able to inform the officers where we should strategically focus our efforts.
What kind of things are they coaching them on to guide them toward a better proportion of traffic stops along race?
We're not only focusing on high crime areas, and high crime areas tend to be in areas where minorities reside. So we are expanding, getting back to sufficient traffic enforcement throughout the city, especially those high crash areas, where that's a new focal point to drive down those crashes.
As you've said, police work is all about investigations and following up on tips. Is there a concern that leaves you vulnerable from an investigative standpoint when it comes to violent crime, which, as you have said, has been a concern across the country in the last year plus?
No, so we will do our best to keep our focus where it's needed appropriately to be mindful of the violent crime, to keep it down. And, that's all a part of the constant communication. The see something, say something from the public that helps drive that intelligence and helps direct us where we need to focus in anticipation of something happening, and so we can deter any type of behavior along those lines. So it's an ongoing, it's a fluid process, and it's something we have to be mindful of on a daily basis.
Were you surprised at the disparity that it went down so much over 3 weeks, understanding it is a small sample size?
No, not at all.
And do you expect to continue this in perpetuity or just see where the numbers end up over time?
Our goal is to strive to make sure it's right going forward and it's sustained and long-lasting.
And lastly, thoughts about pretextual stops. As you've said, it's something that you have done in the past, but how much of that is a part of department policy?
Well, all stops are based constitutionally, right? They have to be constitutionally based. You make stops based on violations of a law. And so as long as you're making those constitutionally sound traffic stops, which again are scrutinized by the courts, state's attorney's office when charges, if it leads to that, traffic charges or otherwise come before the court, those things are in place to make sure that that's managed appropriately.
Where do you see the delicate balance there between making sufficient stops that could prevent a crime or create a safety hazard, and at the same time not creating distrust or an upset response from the community if they feel they're being over-policed?
Well, we, again, aim to serve in the most appropriate fashion, and utilizing communication skills, communicating to someone as though you know, they're your brother, mother, sister. So we treat people fairly. We communicate. We take the extra effort to communicate to them professionally, and so that will help drive and keep and maintain the trust.
That was Bloomington Police Chief Jamal Symington with Eric Stock. Symington provided an update on the city's traffic enforcement to the City Civilian Police Review Board on Thursday. Chair of the Public Safety and Community Relations Board, Ashley Farmer, says she's encouraged to see less disparity in traffic stops by race, but she would like to see if that trend continues long term. Farmer says she would also like to see fewer pretext traffic stops where drivers are stopped for minor traffic offenses. Some cities have banned pretext stops because they say they contribute to racial disparities.